All right, I'm going to do some clappy claps in three, two, one. And that is how I'm going to line everything up.
Yeah, wait, three, two, one.
That's how we're starting the podcast. Mr. Owen Gutzmer, I have something special for this podcast.
Really?
Play-Doh. I got some Play-Doh. I don't know. I just thought it would be fun to have. For this podcast, okay. There's this thing that have you seen the Cho Show?
No,
made
I
by
haven't.
Do you know the artist David Cho?
I think I've heard of him, but I
okay,
it's not coming to mind right now.
His most famous work, his most well known work is the fact that he painted the walls of the Facebook headquarters back when it was starting out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So he got paid in stock, and you know that stock has gone up however much since then. And
that's now, probably where I heard it. As Social Network's one, Social Network is one of my favorite movies.
Oh yeah, too. Yeah, no, brilliant movie by the way.
Yeah,
but yeah, now he's just uber rich because he's a famous artist now.
Yeah,
his art's really good, and also he just has tons of Facebook stock.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he did this thing where in the show, particularly with one guest, I think.
Okay.
I forget who. Oh my god! You want to try to open that?
Yeah, I'll open it.
Look at that giraffe it has on there. It's like giraffe. Why does it have human hair?
It's got braids.
It's got braids.
It's whipping it back and forth.
Oh, you got that open way faster than me. But he just did this thing where he brought people, he brought this one person on a show. Maybe it was multiple people. Mm. They just had like clay and they were just like, all right, we're going to talk.
And just play with it?
Yeah, just make whatever you want. What colors would you like?
I have yellow. Doesn't really matter. What colors are there?
Blue.
Okay.
We got a bit of green. And I believe this last one is an orange.
You know what? I'll go with the blue.
Blue?
It's nice
and
dark.
Take a second one. We got four. Two for you, two for me.
Go with the yellow.
I'm a bit of a communist myself.
Are you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't really align myself with
me
any
neither.
Kind of thing like that.
Me neither. I don't remember the last time I played with Play-Doh.
Dude, I play with it a lot, actually, because I have younger sisters. So.
Oh, that's actually amazing.
Dude, my youngest sister, Natalie, she loves Play-Doh. Uh-huh. She plays it all the time.
Yeah. I can see why. Oh, my gosh. Feel free to, literally do whatever you want with it. I bought it specifically for this podcast, so don't worry about, if you want to mix the colors, go ahead.
Dude,
go wild.
I think I would, I dropped a little on the floor. I'll pick it up in a little bit. But I'm one of those people that, I don't know, I think it's, sacrilegious to mix colors in Play-Doh.
So if I do it, you're gonna look at me as a hooligan?
Maybe. No, I wouldn't.
It's gonna be
if it looks cool,
heresy
it
in your
looks
eyes.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh my god. This is nice in the hands.
Oh yeah. It's always good to have something to just fidget with.
Yeah. No, I don't know why. Why don't I play with this more often? I have a leave-in conditioner that kind of smells like this. Not gonna lie. It's a really good leave-in conditioner. It's Jamaican black castor oil.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and it's all organic, but it smells like Play-Doh.
Oh.
That's exactly what that smell is. Holy crap.
Goodness. Maybe that's the main ingredient. Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. I'm just putting Play-Doh in my hair.
That explains a lot of different colors.
Oh my god, there's so much electrical interference this time around. Oh. I don't know why.
Okay.
That's okay.
Does that come in through on post?
No.
It's just through the headphones, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Since you were last on, I've added a couple of things.
Okay.
There's a few more cords running, and so there's a lot more. It's all and I made sure that everything is organized, but that means all the cords are running together, and I guess that means that there's going to be some electrical interference when it's, all touching together.
As long as it's not in the final product. So
yeah.
Deal, right?
I'm not going to lie, I don't listen to, the final product so closely anymore, but I do listen to a bit while I'm editing.
Actually, I remember, from your last one with Darian, you talking about her, and I never heard anything at all.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Speaking of my last one with Darian, I opened talking about a dream I had about elephants living in my hair, but I had another wild dream the other night.
Yeah.
I'm not even making anything. I'm just making poops and twisting it. It's just
fun
nice.
To play with. Yeah.
Not my dream. That was not my dream. But the other night I had this dream where I went to the movies with my mom.
Yeah.
And we saw this movie. It's not a movie that actually exists, but it's about this dude. I would guess like high school age, high school, maybe early college. Mm-hmm. I forget like his whole I guess you could say backstory, but what I do remember is he went to a concert of some sort. I don't know who he was seeing, but he went to this concert and suddenly this asteroid, or I guess once it enters the atmosphere, that's when it's a meteor, right?
I guess.
A meteor strikes exactly where the concert's being held and kills just about everyone except for he continues living because he was just outside of the range of the asteroid.
Oh, so was he late for the concert?
No. He was at the concert. It's just like, you know, the asteroid didn't like blow up on impact. It kind of just struck where it landed.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. So just like, it wasn't like a big old explosion. He was just a little bit to the left of it.
Yeah.
But it turned out that this meteor was an alien.
Okay.
And it like sucked up the souls of everyone that died in the impact.
Wow.
So it grew to this enormous size and then it split into like bowls.
Okay.
Like trays. And then everyone else at the concert was like given this bowl. And then it kind of just demanded that you feed it through the bowl. Like you put, you know, anything of food or, you know, I guess it liked people extra well.
Okay.
So, you know, particularly if you put people in it, you know, that was how this alien was eating. And that's how it was eating. That's how it grew. And if you fed it enough, it would bless you with like superpowers.
Wow.
It would give you like raven wings or like claws or whatever if you fed it enough through your bowl. So this guy this movie was based around, he did keep feeding the alien, which, you know, you probably wouldn't want, you would think, you know, probably don't want to do that if it's like an alien bent on destroying the human race. But his idea was that he would keep feeding the alien so that he could get powers from it and then eventually destroy the alien himself.
Oh, okay. So he would become the ultimate victor in the end.
Yes. So he was playing the long game here. He played around, he played along with the alien's plans for a bit, but then he made himself more powerful than the alien.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I just thought that was like a brilliant idea for an actual movie.
That does sound like a really good like movie. I mean, I could start writing the script right now.
You want to start writing the script?
No.
You do have, you've told me like, oh, first of all, before I get into anything else, I just want to say thank you for all your support, especially on the streaming end of things nowadays.
Yeah, no
because
problem.
Just you tuning in and being there and like being in the chat, like, like, That's really what kept me going at first,
because
like being completely for real. Like
now you're even starting to, you're growing a lot bigger now in streaming and stuff too.
Yeah, streaming, like it's weird to think I have actual fans. I have people who come into every stream, not people I know like you, is just complete strangers.
Yeah.
They live out who knows where, and they tune into every stream and we have a good time. It's a straight blast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird to think that, you know, I have dedicated fans like that, and it's kind of incredible. And
it's really cool.
Yeah. And the thing, but what I was getting at is like before that, you were the one always tuning in, and that's really what kept me going. Because otherwise, I would just be streaming to no one, which like I did a couple times, and it was fine. But you know, it was always nicer having someone there. So I just want to say thank you.
No problem, dude. I'm always happy to be there. I like to support you because, you know, hopefully one day you do the same to me.
Dude, absolutely. I don't know. That's kind of one of my things. I feel like Because, like, it is tough. It's tough. Like, I've been going at it for close to a year now, and I'm at not even 200 subs. Like, well, yeah. It's a significant growth.
It is.
But, like, it's a slow process.
Yeah. And like, you haven't gone viral or anything. But yeah. You're growing slowly.
Exactly.
Which, you know, at the rate that you're going now, in 5 years, that could be a lot more, you know.
Exactly. And I just feel like I have this this responsibility to like, once I do make it, I need to help other people to make it so that they don't have to go through that the same struggle that I do. Yeah. Like whatever I can do, whether it's honestly through the podcast, that's like the main means where I can expose the people to other people who do cool shit.
Yeah.
I definitely imagine you to be one of those people. Thank down you. The line. Like, I don't know. It's tough to have to commit to something like this and work on it on like a daily basis.
Yeah.
And there's days where there's legitimate days where I like actually hate it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there is.
But like, you know, that's just one day out of however many. And it is like my passion. But, you know, there is those days where it's like, I'm tired. I'm burnt out.
And that's one of those things, especially with like video editing. Like, I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
But like, you spend so much time on it, you never want to do it again after like a couple hours. And then it's like, oh, I still got to keep going. I got to keep going to get this. I have to get this out sometime, you know, like.
Yeah, you have to finish this video, but you've been editing it for, what, 8 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And it's still not all the way done. Yeah, that's how it, especially because I do series of games, and there will be like 20 videos in a series, and like I'll have a lot of fun with like the first 2 or 3 or 10, but by the time we hit 20, it's like I want to move on to something else. I want to edit something else.
Yeah,
and like, I don't know, it's the path I've chosen, and as much as I'm complaining, I'm not like really complaining. I'm just kind of venting about like, because I think with any hobby, there's definitely gonna be frustrations, whatever, whatever path you choose. If you play golf, you've chosen a very boring sport. Yeah. that is the frustration you're gonna face. You're not gonna have many friends to play with unless you join a country club.
I don't know. I I think golf is pretty exciting.
Four. That's, I mean, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a guy who exists.
You
know,
he probably like.
I'm a fan of Tiger Woods. I've never seen him play, but he's a guy.
You know, he's pretty good. He's just, I think the part that's so good about him is he's just like kind of like a superhuman in the golf world.
Yeah.
Because he just.
I mean, how many other golfers? Good. How many other golfers do you know?
I know a couple of them.
Okay. Well, that's more than me. Yeah. I only know Tiger Woods. Do you actually watch golf on like...
No. My grandparents are big golfers. Ah. So like golf is always on over at their house. And shit. Actually when my grandpa now, he's retired. And so when he can't go golfing in the summer, he sets up a little like red Solo cup on the ground. Yeah. But he tapes it to the floor and putts and practices his putting with it. And so I'll watch it every now and then, but everyone else in my family thinks it's extremely boring.
Yeah.
I like going out and playing is frisbee golf. I like frisbee golf.
Oh, yeah, frisbee golf.
I went golfing with Reese once, but it was to film a video about, it was like, what if frisbee golfing was like golfing in real life.
Yeah. How long ago was that, by the way? Just curious.
Man, that was a long time ago. It was probably 2019.
Oh, gotcha. So that was like 3 years ago. Okay. I don't know. I don't know why I imagined it being like a year ago.
Actually, it might have been 2020. It might have been 2020. Gotcha. Because I think it was like summer of 2020 when like things were lifting up a little bit, but not too much like COVID wise, you know?
Yeah, I get that. But yeah. But yeah, do you do like, because last time I'm trying to remember, but like we discussed, like you had ideas for different paths to go on. Like I think we talked about like cooking or mm-hmm. if like maybe you get into videos, like have you done anything with any of that, or has it been just like a chill out year?
No, I haven't done anything at all.
Fair enough.
I haven't done anything at all, and you know why?
Why?
Because after a while, I thought about it, and you know, cooking and school stuff like that
mm-hmm.
doesn't really interest me.
Yeah, the school aspect of it.
The school aspect, because I know myself, and I know how I was in high school. And
yeah.
Every single year before then, I just know I'm not gonna follow through with it. I'm mm-hmm. gonna be like, you know, I don't wanna, you know. So, my kind of thing is to do what I want to do, and that's music. And I like editing videos, so mm-hmm. You know, if I can make those my passion and make more, and make in my mind at least think of those as my full time job,
yeah.
rather than, you know, like you work at Culver's, mm-hmm. you know, if I work at Culver's or anywhere that at least I'm happy a little bit, you know, I can go to my job and not want to brain myself at mm-hmm. the end of the day. Like, I'm happy with that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care really, you know, how much I'm making. It's about, you know, if I'm truly happy in what I'm doing.
Yeah. So. No, that's exactly my perspective on how I'm doing everything, because I really do kind of view Culver's as my side gig.
Well, that's, yeah, exactly. It's like, I want to focus on making videos. I want to focus on making music. So, but also, you know, you need money to survive.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't just, like, not have a job forever. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
No, and in a way, I think it's good mm-hmm. that, you know, you have to work this job that, you know, like, I don't hate Culver's, mm-hmm. but I don't want to be stuck there for the rest of my life. And I think that's good that I'm doing that now, in the sense that, you know, down the line, after I've achieved my goals, after, you know, I've made, finally, like, started making my way into, like, the career I actually have been trying to pursue, then yeah. I can look back on this time and, like, that was an ass time. It was a difficult time. It was a struggle. Yeah. And we got past that.
Yeah.
We overcame it. We no longer have to work at Culver's. We no longer have to work at Best Buy.
Yeah.
Best Buy. Uh-huh. We just, like, you know, it's just like, no, it's kind of just part of your story and how you can, like, remember how much harder it was and appreciate how good you have it in the moment.
That's true. And I, you know, right now I don't have a job because I've kind of just been hopping around.
Yeah.
Kind of seeing what I like, kind of seeing what I don't like. And, you know, I went over to Best Buy. I didn't really like that. So mm-hmm. I got out of there.
Yeah.
And then I've been pretty busy doing some other things too. And
by the way, what yeah. are those other things? If you'd like to divulge on that.
So basically,
this is the hint at, you mentioned you wanted to plug something.
Oh, I didn't want to plug anything too much, but I you know, I realized, you know, I myself am a medical marijuana card holder.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to indulge in that kind of stuff, you know, in weed and other mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I figured, you know, hey, you know, a lot of other people like to do it too. And there's a lot of channels out there that do, like, content related to weed and show, like, actual weed and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I want to show actual weed, and I want to be actually funny.
Yeah.
And then I want to do what I want to do too. And uh-huh. so, like, I don't know. I started this channel. I asked my buddy Justin. I said, you know, because I know Justin. I know the first thing that he's gonna say is gonna be the best. Is gonna be the best thing that I'm gonna have
uh-huh.
For a name, at least, because he says the funniest shit.
Yeah.
And I asked him. I said, "Hey, Justin, what's a good name for a weed channel?" And he's like, "Scrambo Endo." And at first I was like, "Man, fuck that. I'm not doing that." But and then he said a couple other ones to me, and I was like, "Yeah, that's
the first
cool.
thing
and
was
I'm
the best."
I'm thinking in my head, like, I've been thinking about this for months and months,
mm-hmm.
and it kept coming to my mind was Scrambo Endo.
It sticks,
and it does, and so Yeah, so I created the channel. There was one day, I think it was a weekend, and I was like, you know, I have this idea in my head. Why don't I just film it? So, and the idea was, you know, you pass a joint around, and someone's got wet lips. You know, it gets all gross at the end. You know, and you know, what if I, you know, I'm passing it to this dude, and then he just like licks it all over, and like just basically just gets it as wet as possible. And then I go to take a hit off it, and I just spit out water everywhere after I do it. And so I did that, and it's called When You Let the Guy with the Wet Ass Lips Hit the Joint. That's just the name of the video.
Yeah.
And it's and my channel is named Skrembo Endo. It's spelled Skrembo Endo.
So, is the video up?
Yeah.
Can we watch it?
Yeah, you can.
Absolutely. Promise you won't copyright strike this podcast.
Of course not.
All right, sorry, you're gonna have to spell that again.
So,
am I starting? Yes. Yeah,
Skrembo and then space I.
I.
Yes. I N D O.
Oh, that's like a so, Indo. That's like a reference to a strain of weed, is right?
Indo, I mean, I guess the only like thing I've ever heard of that was like Snoop Dogg. Oh, Jesus. Snoop Dogg's song, you know, Gin and Juice, you know, rolling down the street, smoking Indo, whatever. But I believe it's probably for Indica because, you know, there's two different types of, or like basically big sub strains, I guess you call it. And it's Indica and Sativa. And, you know, they say Sativa is more of a, you know, body sink into the couch, you know, makes you a little tired.
Yeah.
And Sativa's more of a head and energy kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But it's okay. Really just depending on you.
So that's spelled right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Is that like, I don't know, does that mean anything? Or is that just words he said?
And it's the first one. And it's got 41 views and I haven't shared it anywhere.
That's incredible.
I haven't shared it anywhere and I posted it, like a week ago. So.
See, here's what I appreciate about this.
Yeah.
And this is something that you've already found that I do not have, is you kind of have this shtick. You kind of have this niche where, like, this channel is, like, the weed channel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where, like, you know, I mostly do gaming, but there's a million people doing gaming.
Well,
so,
that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do gaming, too, on here, too.
Fair enough.
Like, but, like, I also want to incorporate weed into that.
Yeah,
you know?
Fair enough.
Like, what if I play Dark Souls and every time I die, I take a bong hit? You know, like that would be a good one.
That would be a good one. That would be incredible. Okay, we got to see this.
Okay.
This is When You Lit the Guy with the Wet Ass Lips. Hit the joint.
All right, having a good Saturday. Just hanging out with the boys. Smoking a good joint, yeah. You know, this is a really good day. Who is this?
Hey!
Hey!
Well, hey, man. mind if I steal a quick toke off that dude?
I don't know. I mean, should I? I mean, he looks kind of weird, like...
Slow one.
I don't get that much left.
Yeah.
I don't have too much.
I'll give it right back.
Do it. Should I give it to him?
I promise.
Sure.
Sure, man. Thanks, man.
I like how you went sure in your head and then sure in like the actual, like in person.
Thank you.
I like that. I just wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm. What do you, no, wait, why are you, oh God, no, please, what are you doing, why are you doing this,
no, the close stop, up.
Why are you licking it, get your lips, why, no,
get your lips,
please, oh, just get it out of your mouth, give it back, please, no, oh God, please, no. Just give it to me, please.
All right, here you go, man. Thanks.
Finally.
Thanks, man.
it's pretty damn wet. I'll tell you that. I mean, it ain't that bad. I only got so much.
Ain't that bad?
I mean, look at it. It ain't that bad. Shit. Yeah, I gotta smoke this shit, man.
He's gotta smoke it. Mr. Owen Gutzmer, that deserves a like.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you showing that on the podcast.
And that was your first video, right?
That was my first buffalo video. Chicken sandwich.
It's everything you love about wings meets everything you love about Shake Shack.
Man, buffalo chicken sandwich. Why? Shake Shack.
What am I stuck on? Victoria's Secret? Why was that on the autoplay?
I'm pretty sure it was a live stream.
I mean, her boobs aren't retarded. Her boobs are fine. So.
Hold on. I just want to read the title of this.
Okay.
New Victoria's Secret model has Down syndrome.
Okay. What kind of shit are you watching, Daniel?
This is my generic account where I just watch whatever I have on the podcast. Look, there's me on my own.
Oh, wow.
On my own home screen.
Oh, 160 views on a Skyrim.
On a live stream, yeah.
Yeah, that was. I watched that one where you started the Dark Brotherhood one.
Yeah, no. The streaming has been doing my channel. Wonders.
That's great, dude. I want to start doing that at some point too, uh-huh. Because you know, like, there's another YouTuber, WeedTuber, I guess. His name's Eric Cotton, mm-hmm. And he's from Texas. Now he's in LA, but he did a lot of streaming and basically, like, you know, donations and stuff when mm-hmm. you know, because he was bigger and you know he donated a certain amount, he would do a certain type of, you know, consummation of weed.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd be like, you know, oh, like, $5 for a dab, you know, $10 uh-huh. bucks for, like, to Wu-Tang a joint or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but I want to do that stuff, and I don't know, it's a bit taboo, I guess, and, like, YouTube is, I probably won't make any money off of it.
Even though
it is legal for me to do it, just because YouTube is so up in the air.
That was one thing I was going to ask you about and bring up, like, because YouTube is, like, they're like, free-ish on mm-hmm. what you want to do, but, like, the hard part is monetizing everything. Yeah. Like, if like, one little thing is, like, you know, you use 2 seconds of a song, mm-hmm. that gets copyrighted. If there's, like, one, like, if... like videos, there's these videos of people who climb like really tall buildings. They just there's this one particularly guy, I think his name is James Kingston. His whole thing is climbing cranes mm-hmm. that are on top of skyscrapers, and just about every single one of his videos gets like age restricted.
Yeah,
because you know he's doing this dangerous thing. Is he really inspiring kids to go climb cranes? Maybe. But like,
yeah, and it's definitely gonna get age restricted, especially mm-hmm. I've heard that like when you just have stuff with like a joint like that, you know, stuff that mm-hmm. you know we're not showing actual like nugs and stuff, it's not mm-hmm. bad. But as soon as if I were to put like a bong in a video, it definitely would get probably age restricted instantly.
Yeah, yeah. But there are alternatives, right? Like, you can do, like, streaming where people yeah. can donate. A lot of donation-based stuff, I imagine, is where you could make money off
yeah,
of this.
And sponsors.
Sponsors, for
too.
Sure.
There's a lot of companies, especially here now that it's
yeah.
Legal recreationally in Illinois and stuff.
But, yeah, no, it is a growing business now. Mm-hmm. Like, even if YouTube is kind of iffy, and like, you know, again, I just thought of this, like, it is just kind of starting to grow. So if it does get more popularly legalized everywhere, then who's to say that YouTube won't kind of like loosen the restrictions in that aspect?
Exactly. And that's what I kind of want to do here is I kind of want to get in on this market, because in my brain, this is the next tobacco or alcohol, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like,
but
imagine...
less deadly,
but
right?
less deadly, a lot less deadly. And, but, like, imagine, you know, getting in on, like, Marlboro or something like that when mm-hmm. it was just starting and when it was big and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Like, I think if, you know, I think it could have some real benefits in the future.
Yeah.
Getting into that industry. But also, you know, who's to say... You know,
yeah.
I don't go anywhere at all and do anything. But yeah, I'm fine with that.
Well, that's that is kind of the scary thing about doing YouTube or anything creative, really, is you could really just go nowhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's for people who like don't put in the consistent work.
Which, yeah, I mean, honestly, like, you saw that video. Uh-huh. I posted it to our Discord, you know, the Discord that like Justin and stuff in, like our small group of friends. And like, I think Justin and maybe a couple people watched it, but I don't even know if everyone in that whole Discord watched it. Uh-huh. It's got 40 views and I haven't shared it anywhere else.
Yeah.
And like, even if I was just posting a video and it would only get 40 views at a time, like, I'd be happy with that. Even, you know, if I'm doing it for years, because at least I'm appealing to what those 40 people like, you know,
and you know,
because I like it too.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, like, that's 40 views on the first video. You know, assuming that those are individual people, that's 40 eyes who are seeing that video. If your next one does as well, and like, I will say this, like, it's kind of up in the air whether or not a video does well.
Exactly.
But if your next video does as well, that's new eyes seeing those videos or people returning. And then that's how you get a subscriber base. It's just old people who return to see your next video. And if, oh, maybe they haven't subscribed yet, but they also like your next video, maybe it's time to subscribe. Or you get a new person who sees your video for the first time and they really like that. Especially when you're starting out, I found people like to root for the underdog a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, if they see potential in what you're doing, they really want to hop on in on that and be like, oh yeah, I was one of the first 100.
Oh,
I was one of the first 10.
Yeah. I think I was like one of the first 10.
I'm sure. Are you talking about on my channel?
Yeah, on your channel.
I'm sure.
No.
I was twice already one of the first podcast guests. So
absolutely. The second one, and we're still going for the first triple podcast.
The first
triple
podcast. Yeah, I mean, definitely, especially if this channel goes anywhere, you know, I'd like to be on here again.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe I'll have you on my podcast next time. I actually do want to do that at some time, but I want to have something with, like, especially at least where I'm at right now. I don't know many people that are okay smoking weed on camera. You know what I mean? And I kind of want to have a podcast where two people do that, you know?
Yeah.
And because I think that would be very, you know, interesting. And there are a couple podcasts out there that do that already.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, like, I think
Joe Rogan smokes like every podcast.
Everyone?
Not like everyone, but a lot.
Yeah.
He got Elon Musk to smoke a blunt once. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, it's not like the worst thing you can do on camera. And
no,
like, again, it's getting more socially acceptable.
It
so.
Really is. And especially because, I mean, I myself, it's totally legal for me to do.
Yeah.
But like, a lot of my friends, at least, you know, that do it, you know, they don't necessarily have the means to get an actual medical card and stuff to do it. So they're a little bit scared to do it on camera, I'm sure.
Yeah. But I bet, like, you know, 10 years down the line, or maybe not even that long, like, I think when people get older, it'll be an easier thing for them to do.
Mm-hmm. And I meet new people, and hopefully I can meet more people in that industry too.
Exactly.
Yeah, want to do it.
So, kind of, I guess my question is, like, what are your plans for this channel? Do you have like you mentioned, like, obviously you're doing short skits right now.
Yeah.
You said you want to do like gaming. Do you have any other ideas in mind?
I started actually filming one, and it was like a You Laugh, You Lose.
Yeah.
I was just looking at like unusual videos, and every time I laughed, I would take a blinker with a cart, you know, and so
You Laugh, You Light.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. But like, and every time I take a blinker, if I laughed, and I actually had to stop in the middle of it
because you laughed at everything.
Well, I started laughing a lot.
And then as you take more, right, you laugh at more
stuff. Actually, I actually didn't laugh really that much. And so I was like, I was doing it and I was like, man, I'm not really laughing at all. I need to find a better video. So I stopped it and I think I ran out of space. I need to get a better camera. That was just actually filmed on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's, yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, I just figured, you know, even if I'm doing it with shitty quality, you know, mm-hmm. people might think it's funny still.
So. Yeah. No, I don't think quality really matters. Like, you see all the stuff I have. Yeah. I don't need all of this stuff. As much as I enjoy having all this stuff, and like, you know, I do eye those new cameras. I'm like, oh, I want to get some mm-hmm. of that. But like, you don't need it really. Like,
no, I have my eye set on one camera, and that was my media teacher. Actually, I met with him on a Zoom uh-huh. meeting like a year or two ago, and I was like, you know, I want to get a camera, and he set me up, went on Amazon, searched for all these good things for exactly what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I've got my eye set on that one. I just, you know, obviously gonna save up to get it.
What's the model?
I believe it's actually by Blackmagic.
Oh yeah, Blackmagic makes some good stuff.
I think it's just like they're like they have a pocket camera.
Yeah.
But it's like really good, like.
But they're 4K. Also like what, $3,000, something like that.
Yeah, I think this one was like $1,700 yeah. or something like that, and then you know there's lenses and stuff like that too.
Uh huh.
And I that one was really cool too because I used DaVinci Resolve to do it, and you get like yeah. you get a free like everything when you get the camera when you get it. So then I'll have a free, totally free editing software. That'll be nice.
Oh yeah. What do you use to edit? Just like the base DaVinci?
Yeah, and then because I mean it's you can do pretty much everything on there that you need to do, and if you can't, then like. I don't know. You can find a way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm a very big you know, just make it work kind of guy. Yeah, so like, absolutely. Even if it, I might sacrifice a couple things. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I do know with the base version of that, even it does like a lot of the same things that I use Premiere Pro. And
yeah.
It does a lot of the same things that Premiere Pro can do, even just with the base version of DaVinci. Thing is, like, I've grown up using Premiere Pro, that versions of it that may or may not have been pirated in the past.
That's
not currently though, but in the past it may or may not have been pirated.
Oh yeah, that's how I am with music. Uh-huh. I've been using the same file of FL Studio that you gave me
that may or may not
have been pirated from somewhere.
And
but
you also may or may not have that file.
I may or may not have. he gave it to me. Hypothetically.
I actually deleted FL off of my computers.
Yeah.
All of them. First of all, this laptop couldn't run like anything before. So mm-hmm. I restarted that entire laptop and I deleted it off my new computer because I didn't want to start fresh and clean and like no pirated software.
Yeah, that's the way to go, honestly. I am just a cheap bastard. So.
Yeah. and too, especially if you're working a minimum wage 9-to-5 job, it's like these hobbies are expensive.
Oh, yeah. I saw your post on Snapchat.
That was just. Yeah, I posted how much I had to pay for Premiere Pro, and that was just Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
That was 200.
It's just a year.
Yeah, just a year of Premiere Pro. That was 250 buckaroonies down the drain.
Wow.
I really like the
ultimate gamer mouse.
Yeah. I made a mouse. I don't know what I made. It's like a yin yang with crab claws or like a.
Sick.
Or like an Ouroboros. I don't know. But yeah, Premiere Pro, like I like it a lot. I've grown up on it and mm-hmm. it's what I'm used to. So I have the money to pay for it now. So mm-hmm. I'm willing to pay for it. But like, really, if you're looking to get into editing and do not have much funds, like DaVinci Resolve, the base version, can do just about everything.
Oh yeah, and I actually, you know, having that DaVinci Resolve is going to be nice when I had that camera. But eventually, also, I probably would rather upgrade to getting like an iMac and having Final Cut Pro.
Yeah, because
that's what I originally learned back in school.
Oh really?
And I know how to do like a lot more stuff on there.
Yeah.
Than DaVinci, like mm-hmm. at least easier.
Yeah.
But at some point I'd do that because I also really like the software. Very easy learner, easy user-friendly kind of thing. And GarageBand would be nice to have too.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have any, like, anything set goal-wise with the channel? Like, do you have any idea of how many uploads you want to do per month, per week? Or do you have anything planned out like that?
You know, I wanted to try to get at least one out per week, but then I've already failed at that. So.
Is that just because you haven't been making videos, or is it because you haven't had time? Or
I've been a bit busy this week. Yeah. I've had some other things I've had to deal with, but you know, I really want to go for maybe twice a month at least. You know, maybe once a month. You know, but I don't really. It's just I'm gonna do it when I want to do it.
Yeah,
and hopefully that's consistently.
Yeah. No, that is another thing that
I still want to push myself. Even yeah, if I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, that is another thing that I've heard some creators say is that like you don't really want to turn it into a job, because if it's your passion and you turn it into a job, then like if you treat it like a job, then you won't enjoy it as much. Like, especially when you're just starting out, it really should just be something you do on the side that you really want to do, that you are passionate about. Because, like, I think that sort of mindset will show in your videos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, your content will be better if you have a better mindset about your process of creating, if you do really enjoy it. Because with me, like, I've set some very absurd goals for myself, posting 5 videos a week. And I'll admit, like, some of those videos I know aren't my best work, you know, when I come out with one. Like, I do try to improve. I try to get better. But every now and then, there's just, like, one that's, like, a stinker in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. And I think that's something I've got to kind of come to terms with, too, is that, you know, every idea I had that I think is good at one time, and then I film it and I don't really like it that much, you know, just because maybe of a certain thing I did, you know, I kind of try to put that stuff to the side a little bit, I guess, just because I know that, like, I watch a lot of creators, and it's like, you know what, I really don't care what you do, I'd probably watch it. You know, like, I don't know, like, I want to post stuff that, you know, people like to watch me doing it.
Yeah. So No, that's a good way to look at it. I will say, like, as far as if you wanna like get into the nitty gritty of the analytics, once a week is the best for growth.
Yeah.
That's the general number that people like to throw out. But really, like, as long as you're doing something, like, that's better than nothing. And especially because you kind of have, like I mentioned before, this shtick, like, you have this. Like, you have this certain appeal that, you know, I'm sure there's, like, other Wii channels out there, but, you know, like, it's not, like, as popular as something like, especially, like, gaming or anything else like that. So
actually, there is another guy that's in Illinois that does, like, at least, like, kind of, like, drug content, talking about that kind of stuff, like, with games and stuff. It's actually pretty funny. His name's Goblin. But, and one thing I've tried to do with that videos and coming up with ideas is to also look up, like, my same idea and stuff related to my idea to see what's out there so I can put something that's totally different.
That's actually really good.
Because, I mean, like, if you look up, you know, like, hitting a joint with wet lips, a couple things are going to come up, but you're not going to find a comedy skit anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, I just try to do something a little bit new, you know?
And that's really good. That's a really good way to go into that.
Thank you.
Go into this whole thing. And that's something even I kind of struggle with. But at the same time, with me, and I kind of have this mindset, like, I also kind of don't want to have a shtick. Because, like,
so you got to stick to that forever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just want to do what I want to do, really. At the moment, that's mostly gaming, but down the line, like, down the line, I do want to get more into, like, you know, maybe sketch comedy.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do more vlogs. I just haven't done anything cool enough to incorporate into a vlog recently.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I'm pretty decent at vlogs. I think the ones I have out now are, like, decent-ish, but I think I can do a lot better with that.
Oh, yeah. I should have vlogged this. We just posted.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Yeah. And then smoke exactly one blunt so that it fits the,
fits the niche. All right, guys, bye.
But yeah, I'm even kind of some secret knowledge for you, Owen. I'm working on a video essay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not trying to spoil anything. I mean, like, who's going to listen to this podcast and then think that I've spoiled a video of mine? I guess I'll talk more about it. Like, have you seen my Lisa the Painful series at all?
I've seen you talking about it. I haven't seen every episode, but I've watched like the first couple.
I don't expect you to watch like every video I make.
Yeah.
But basically, I kind of drew this comparison to The Last of Us, actually, because specifically in like the father-daughter dynamic of those games.
Yeah.
And I thought I started this essay where I just talk about how both create these really powerful and consuming stories with that father-daughter dynamic.
Yeah.
And I like the Lisa the Painful is already like a very very niche tight fan base.
Yeah, I know you've got a couple of fans already.
Yeah, but like so there's not like tons and tons of videos on it. There's plenty of gameplays, but like how many people are drawing comparisons to The Last of Us?
Yeah, exactly. Like I think that's really cool.
And it kind of combines like something that's really popular with something that's a little more low key.
Yeah, exactly. You can get kind of like two niches in
Yeah, one. I know. Yeah. But yeah, I found that like writing that video essay has actually been a lot of fun for me. So video essays might be something I might want to get more into down the line.
I'd probably be more likely to watch some of that than other gaming content sometimes, you know? Like I've thought a lot about that because I've had so many ideas for like video essays in the past couple things. But like I guess that's something that really wouldn't work with what I'm doing right now. But it could.
Yeah.
If I came up with the right, you know,
the right
subject.
Yeah. And in all fairness, like, if you want to do a video on something that's, like, completely different, like, I don't know if what you're saying is, like, it doesn't necessarily relate to weed, so maybe it's not fit for the channel, but, like, I would say it's your channel. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, and I still have my other channel, too, and I still want to post regular kind of videos on there.
Oh, look up Owen Gutzmer on YouTube as well, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't posted on there in a long time, but at some point I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I do think a part of the grind is kind of figuring out like what you want to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I started with gaming content because I knew that I could make those pretty frequently. Mm-hmm. And like I grew up playing tons of video games. I enjoy that. So like, you know, I'm attracted to the like, you know, making gaming content. That's a lot of people that I watched growing up. So like, That is something that I wanted to do, but also like since I've been trying to explore other things, like I had this idea of making just a trees tier list.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, there's already one out there, but he's more of like he treats it like it's a video game, like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this tree has this much defense stat, and then he relates it to an actual worldly topic related to that tree. And I'm more like, my take was just, my video would be significantly worse in comparison, but I'd just be like, this tree's cool.
This one fucking S-tier. Looks stupid.
Yeah.
F, no.
Yeah, F tier. Are there really any F tier trees, though?
I don't know, man, like. I hate birch in Minecraft, but I love it in real life, you know?
Really? I feel like I'm kind of... maybe not... Cause, I don't know. I was about to say I was the opposite, but birch in real life... No, birch in real life is kind of ugly, but it's really good at starting fires.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love, like, watching it burn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got like, really pretty
trees. I really like it in Minecraft when you use it for flooring. Mike...
When you put it like next to other wood too, it's really pretty.
Uh-huh. Like it creates a nice contrast, especially if you put it next to like oak or dark oak.
Dark, yeah.
Mike put me on that. He was the one when we were playing Minecraft together, however long ago, he was like, "We're gonna make our house with birch floors." I said, "Okay," and I kind of stuck to that ever since.
Yeah.
So nice. Shout out, Mike.
Speaking of Minecraft, I watched your little Minecraft video.
My Minecraft video? Low-key, one of my best videos.
That was awesome. I think you should do like a full Minecraft series. I think that'd be cool.
At some point. See,
at some point.
I kind of want to save it for when I can do it right.
We should play Minecraft again. We could have a series together.
Yeah, if you wanted. Dude, I would be, if you wanted to like stream together at some point.
I would love to do that.
Like, yeah. I would definitely be down to do that.
I think one thing too that would that I think you could benefit from is getting like other people like to play some games with you, or doing more online type of games too.
Yeah,
I think that would be really cool for you to do.
Yeah, I do know that collaboration is really good for channel growth as well.
Yeah,
like it doesn't necessarily even have to be other content creators.
No,
but you know, just getting other voices in there too.
Yeah.
Like, it just diversifies things a little bit. And if it is another content creator, then, like, people are going to their content, so you're helping them out, and people are probably coming to see him, but then they see you, and they enjoy you, too. Yeah, so then
I've found a lot of people that way, especially with the weed stuff. I mean, with that stuff, it doesn't get, like, recommended on YouTube, so you have to definitely, like, kind of, like, find it through, like, deep places and stuff. Like, there's actually an app called WeedTube.
Really?
Yeah, and it's for, they created it, it was back when YouTube, they were taking down channels with weed a couple years ago, just totally taking them down. And so a couple creators created their own app, and then YouTube kind of settled down, and so some people are on here now, but there's a lot of people in that WeedTube app too. I don't know if I'd do that necessarily, but that's one of those things, is I could do whatever I want on there and talk about whatever I want to, and I could never get, like, you know, taken down at all.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe more iffy stuff that you want to make that wouldn't necessarily work on YouTube, you could definitely post that.
Yeah, like
to
if
that.
I've got, like, pounds of weed on me, you know? Like.
Yeah. You want me to ruin this podcast in one fell swoop?
Yeah, do it.
This looks like Among Us. Owen gets up and leaves. I never really got into that game. No? I tried. I did my best.
I had fun playing it with other people.
Yeah.
That was okay, you know. But I never played it like by myself at all. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, if I was in a group with people, and especially even if there was other people and I was just with like one other person or two other people, because then it would just be fun to bully all the people I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I've found the fun in it. Like, the few times I've played with just, like, friends, that's when I've had actual fun with it. But I've tried streaming it. I've tried making videos on it. And, like, I just don't enjoy it. I streamed it once back when I was only streaming to Twitch.
Oh, okay.
So, obviously, it didn't get a lot of traction. But I didn't, like... I think I played like 30 minutes of it, and I was like, I don't really enjoy this.
One game I've been playing a lot is City Skylines.
I've never heard of that.
Really? It's like a city planning like game. Mm-hmm. I think that that would be a really cool game to stream.
Yeah.
It's basically you build a city, like build roads and stuff like that, but you've got actual like problems and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, that you have to.
It's basically like, you know, SimCity, like that, you know, type of thing, and I've just been playing a crap ton of that, because you can just keep building and making this thing bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Is that on console, or are you still playing on that? I remember you built a computer a while ago. Mm-hmm. Do you still use that?
Oh, yeah. I pretty much mostly do everything on PC nowadays. Yeah. Like, I have my dad has a PS5, so he'll play that, but, and I've got a couple, like, we'll get, like, the free games that come with, like, the PS Plus every month or whatever. But other than that, don't have too many games for that. So I've tried to try to get as much of my PS3 games that I have, like, on my Steam as well. Even some that I had for, like, PS4, like, Fallout 4. Like, I got for PS4. I got for PC, too. But I had to get the season pass, because there's no point getting it without the season pass.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've been, like, ever since I got my computer, I've enjoyed it a lot. Like, playing games on PC. I didn't, like, no, I played games on PC before.
Yeah.
But, you know, I, like, No, I never really had like a beefy computer that could actually run games well.
No.
It's always been like hand-me-down laptops or whatever. So it could run some games decently, but nothing too crazy. So ever since I got my computer that I now use everything for, I like it a lot. Playing on PC is so much like I hesitate to use the word better, but like
it's a different experience that I enjoy more.
that is a good way to describe it.
Well, because the best part about it too is, you know, I've got my keyboard and mouse, and you know, it's different kind of controls and, you know, rotation aspects to that.
Yeah.
And if I want to, I can take a little USB and plug in a controller.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, I found that like with Dark Souls. On consoles, that game runs at 30 FPS.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's a fair amount of frames, but especially for a game like Dark Souls where you have to be very precise.
Yeah.
It's not very easy to get through that game. I remember specifically with Dark Souls 3, there were areas where the game would like lag below 30 frames per second. Particularly with this one boss that just has all these like effects going around it. It's called like the Boreal Dancer of the Valley, something like that.
Okay.
And it was just like a pain in the ass to get through just because like you didn't necessarily have enough frames to read what was going on.
No. I understand that. Like Dark Souls is one of those things I've heard so much about and I haven't played one because I just suck at games.
Yeah.
And I know like I'm just going to get so frustrated after dying. And I do want to play it at some point, but
I think this was before the podcast, but like if you did a thing where every time you died, you like took a hit.
Yeah, that was on the podcast.
On the podcast. I don't remember, dude.
it's going
like everything just happens in real time.
Everything's
for
a
me.
Blur in my mind, you know.
Accurate, but just doing something like that with Dark Souls, and like it is a difficult game, but I think you'll enjoy it a lot because even in the frustration, you will get very mad at it.
Yeah.
But because
but I think
of that,
that's the fun part too.
Exactly. Like everyone hates that game because it's difficult, but they also love it because it's difficult. Because every time that they prevail, it's so much better than in another game like Assassin's Creed, where you just have to stand there and hit counter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, those are my favorite games. Those are my oh my god, I love the Arkham Batman series so much. I love those games, but those are the kind of games, you know, like, oh yeah, I countered it, yay. You know?
Yeah.
Like, but I also try to play at least the harder difficulties in those ones.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the first ones I bought on PC too. Was all of those. I bought like the. There was a bundle on Steam with like you know all like this the game of the year editions for all those because those are awesome.
Yeah,
but I wish they would bring the Uncharted series to PC like they did God of War. I want to get that on PC though.
They did bring Uncharted 4 and Lost Legacy to PC.
They did.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't have Steam. I think I can just look it up.
I saw they brought God of War, but want to know what I have Uncharted 4 and Lost Legacy for the PS5, but
they brought it to PC in a bundle here on Steam Powered Legacy of Thieves Collection. They have
sick. Damn,
that's not a valid date. What date is that?
Because you're born this year.
It was January 1st, 2022.
I guess you were born a month ago.
But yeah, they have it on.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, no, they have Uncharted 4 and Lost Legacy on PC, or coming to PC soon.
Okay, so it's coming in 2022.
So yeah, now obviously that's not the first three games, but you know, like just these two games is very nice to have anyway.
You know what? Okay, so I'm gonna talk about a little serious topic here for a second.
Yeah, sure thing.
So like so growing up. It was always my dad. I lived with my dad and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I would I'd go see my mom every once in a while. Didn't really talk to her that much. She ended up moving out of state, you know, kind of bad parent, whatever. Mm. And you know, she got hooked on drugs and stuff. But I would go out. I'd go out to she moved to Florida, and then she ended up moving to Washington. And I'd go out there every summer and stuff like that. And I remember I bought for the PS4 Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection, yeah, which is the first three games. And I was so happy. But anyway, my mom, I ended up never really talking to her again because she was a shitty parent, you know, got into drugs, mm-hmm, and all that. And my stepmom, who is my mom now, she adopted me. You know, she's just been there for me, yeah, all the way. But the worst part of that deal, I never fucking got the Nathan Drake collection back ever.
Really?
It's still at fucking her house or whatever, wherever she is. Probably sold it by now, but
goddamn.
But I fucking love those games so much.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That is a loss.
No,
I'm
but
sorry.
I just thought that was funny.
It is kind of funny. But you can just, like, you have a PS4, right?
Yeah, I have a PS5.
Oh, gotcha.
You said a PS4, and then it, like, started making, like, highway truck noises. And it was like, holy shit. Like, I remember I was playing Fortnite one time, and through, like, my microphone, they're like, oh, do you have like a fucking like microwave running next to your mic? I'm like, nah, it's just the PS4, bro.
So, like, did it eventually like completely fall apart, or did you just not touch it after that?
No, it just ended up getting louder and until it started like just it sounded like metal was hitting the fan at that point. It was like, like fucking like,
oh yeah,
so loud, and then it like would shut off. If I was playing too big, like I think I was playing The Lost Legacy, uh-huh, and it just got too much for it and shut off.
Really?
Completely. And I, gotcha, was like, you know what? You know, this isn't working anymore.
Yeah.
And then it stopped and the fans broke.
Oh, but, gotcha.
And then that was actually like early 2020, and PS5 came out like 2 years before that or whatever. But I don't fucking. But, but I remember that broke, and my dad was like, well, I guess I'm not getting another PlayStation until I can afford a PS5.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, well, you know, he needs another one of those. His birthday's coming up. So he's like, I'll let you get that for him for his birthday. So, like, I, like, planned it all out and got one.
Yeah.
And I made sure to get one with the... with the disc thingy so I could play, yeah, my PS4 games and stuff like that.
I don't... like, a digital only kind of makes sense, but I feel, yeah, like that's just too limiting.
It is very limiting, but, like, also, like, I mean, I guess you could just have your entire library that you had before digital, but then, like, I don't know, like, does that stay with, that stays with your account, right? Yeah,
that stays with your account, but I don't know. There's a certain aspect of having a physical copy that appeals to me.
I like that. And a lot of people, especially I remember working at Best Buy, a lot of people would get the steelbooks, yeah, of the games and stuff. And it's like, I can imagine people having steelbooks of every single game, but there are people who get like,
yeah,
steelbooks like that.
Yeah. Like, and just like, I just like a lot of the box art. There's like, yeah, there's some very like basic tropes. Like, mm-hmm, you'll have the angry person up in the face of the camera,
yeah,
and looking out, like the stuff like that. But there's a lot of pretty ones too, like The Last of Us, where they're just, uh-huh, walking down this flooded alleyway, oh, looking, yeah, back a little bit, and the light shining from the other side, and like stuff like that is just so picturesque. Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain, I've thought there's definitely certain video game box arts that I would just want to hang up on my wall just because they're so pretty.
Oh yeah, Assassin's Creed's got a lot of those, and
yeah.
Even in the games that suck, the art's cool. Like,
yeah, exactly. And
Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say.
Nice dildo.
didn't mean to go like that, but it just kind of like was there. So I left it. But one thing I think of that is that's how I think of album art. Like,
yeah,
and vinyl. I love, like, that's half the reason I like vinyl is just the way it looks and that it's a bigger picture. You know?
Yeah.
And of the whole thing. And then you get the inside art too.
Yeah.
Like, I really like that. And especially I love the vinyls that have the like the different colors and stuff like that, mm-hmm, of the actual record.
Yeah. That was Yeah, I don't have a record player.
No.
But I do have several vinyls just because I like the art. Particularly the Kids See Ghosts album cover.
Oh yeah, that's a
that
great
one's
one.
Gorgeous. I also have the Flower Boy vinyl.
That's
and great. that one's got like a fun inside too.
Yeah. If you ever wanted to listen to those, I've got a little like briefcase record player. I could lend you if you want, because I've got my own like whole like
gotcha
sound system. So
I gotcha. I'll let you know sometime.
I could let you borrow that if you want it.
Yeah.
But
appreciate it.
No problem.
I'll let you know. But those are kind of just like art pieces.
Well, yeah,
that's the point I was gonna get at. Uh-huh. Like I literally just have them because they have pretty art that I enjoy. The Kanye West Jesus is King album. Mm-hmm. It has zero album art to it whatsoever, mm-hmm. but the vinyl itself is this translucent blue that I just think is so pretty.
Yeah, there's a couple of them, like even like. Like I think one of them I got was the Scott Pilgrim one, and it was just the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack, and it was just completely, you know,
banging soundtrack, by the way.
Yeah, it is a great soundtrack. That's one of the reasons I got it. But it was it's just a red, you know, like a clear translucent red, but just the Scott Pilgrim red on the vinyl. So
yeah,
awesome. And I've got a couple others. I've got a full like white one that's a Scott album a Jeff Rosenstock album, but I got a couple good ones like that.
Yeah,
I should make a video like that of me just like smoking a joint and going through my whole record collection.
Yeah, I did watch Moist Critical video where he was just going through his collection of Yu-Gi-Oh and I think Magic and Pokemon were also in there.
Yeah,
just
I
all
watched
those cards.
That too, I think.
Yeah, and he was just counting up how much it was worth, and it was just like I didn't sit through the whole thing obviously, but it was kind of cool just to see him going through his collection and being like, oh, this is this card and it's worth this much.
Yeah,
it's like just something about that was appealing.
Yeah, those things like seem cool. Like I understand like the reason of collecting some of that stuff just because, you know, it looks cool, or you know, like the Ghost Rare stuff and like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you see? I posted on Snapchat a while ago that I just realized I had a Ghost Rare card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. It actually looks pretty cool.
It's a really cool card, and I think it goes for an average of like $300 if it's in decent condition.
Mm-hmm.
But like I just remember having that since I was a little kid. I think I just got it from like a booster pack too, which makes it extra tight. But
that's one thing. I never ever when I was a kid, never had any Pokemon, never had any
really
Yu-Gi-Oh cards. You know, any Magic, nothing. Trading or no card games. You
do seem like someone who I would have bet Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yes, yeah,
I would have bet Yu-Gi-Oh.
I probably would have. You know, but I never did. I remember I had like I must have somewhere gotten like a pack of Pokemon cards, because I had like a couple that were just like scattered around my house, and I'm pretty sure they were just like the energy ones. Like there weren't even they weren't even like actual things, Pokemon. And I think my thing was more like video games and playing like Rock Band when I was younger, rather than like card games like that. I think I had too short of attention span to do that.
Yeah. I bought cards every now and then as a kid. And by me buying, I mean my parents would buy them for me anytime they were feeling a little extra generous. But I would get them every now and then. And like I have a decent collection. It's not like any cool collector's collection, but I forgot where I was going with this. Every podcast, there's at least one segment of me going on a rant and then forgetting in the middle.
Oh, yeah, it happens to me every day. So. So I was worried this was just going to be going me going,
yeah, that's something I worry about.
You know,
your silence threw me off. No, that's something I worry about too. Every podcast is that I'm gonna run out of things to say.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in my last podcast with Darian, I don't know if you got this far, but I think at the 40 or 50 minute mark, I was like, okay, I ran out of things to say. I'm gonna sit back and wait for you to say something.
Yeah, I remember that. I watched that whole thing.
I don't know. I just I do still put a genuine effort into trying to come up with things to say and make conversation because, well, it's a podcast. I'm not trying to, like, leave dead air in.
No, but shit happens.
Shit happens, and I think at some point, it was actually pretty recently, where I realized just, like, I don't care.
Yeah, and it like, kind of... I mean, it's natural. I'd rather have a natural conversation with you and, you know, us go, huh.
Yeah.
And, you know, be silent for a second and then, you know, start another topic. You know, it's a natural awkward silence is something that happens every day.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think it's okay to have it in a podcast, you know. And, you know, it gives, especially a little bit of silence gives the viewer a little bit of time to process what you just said, yeah. too, you know?
And I do feel like every now and then it adds, like, I guess you could say a quirk to the podcast, right? Uh-huh. Like, you know, you might not remember everything I say in every podcast, but no. maybe you remember that moment where, like, oh, yeah, he was silent for, like, 3 seconds. Oh, yeah, he stumbled and forgot forgot to say something or, like... oh, wow, this moment was really awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like things like those stick out more than just, like, general conversation.
Mm-hmm. I thought this whole interaction was pretty awkward, actually.
That's good. You want to make it even more awkward?
Sure.
Among Us. Owen Gutsmer, everybody! We are actually closing in. Oh, he's walking. Oh, I was ready for you to commit.
I was going to commit, but.
We are actually.
Too much of an attention whore to
leave. We are actually at over an hour now. You want to wrap this up? You have anything else you want to say?
Not much, man. I'm glad you let me be here.
Yeah. And, I don't know what it was. I just thought, like, I want to talk to Owen.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. I just wanted to talk to someone I know, someone who, yeah. like, I know I can have, like, just, like, a nice, relaxed conversation with.
Well, thank you. You know, yeah. I always have a good conversation with you, too, Daniel.
Yeah, it's a good time. Plug all your stuff one more time so that everyone knows where to look.
So, you can find me on YouTube. My weed channel is Scrembo Endo, I-N-D-O for Endo, for Scrembo, S-K-R-E-M-B-O. I did it backwards, so it's a bit harder for you to find.
It's more
and then
of a mystery.
I also,
get people more invested in it.
Yeah, exactly. I also have a regular channel I haven't posted on in a long time. It's got a couple food reviews and shit on it. Just Owen Gutsmer. I also have an Instagram for Scrembo Endo, too, if you want to follow
really?
It. Yeah, haven't posted anything on there, but I am going to.
Yeah. Okay, sounds like a plan. Owen Gutsmer on YouTube, and then also look up Scrembo Endo on YouTube as well as Instagram. I do expect big things from you, Owen.
Thank you.
No pressure, but like tad bit of pressure.
Okay.
I don't know why that was so funny. Just the okay.
Oh God! Thank now I'm gonna have a panic attack. So.
Owen, you're good. Like you're smart and you're a funny guy.
Thank
and
you.
I do see a lot of potential. I just think you just need to really. Don't push yourself a ton, but like push yourself a little bit to at least get something done.
Okay.
On a relatively consistent level.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to do that. For a second, I was really thinking about doing it like every day, and then like.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I've got too much real life problems. Yeah,
just some form of consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency is what I recommend.
Yeah,
whatever time scale that may be.
I will definitely take that into consideration.
All right.
So thank you, Daniel.
Sounds good, Owen. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank
it was a great
you for
pleasure.
Having me.
And
thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye,
for listening.
Everybody.
Goodbye.
I just knocked.